Those who think they know nothing, and I think I know, but I know I don't. Which means that's something I know. Wait, but that means I know nothing. What the f***? Hello. 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 Alright, I'm back again, straight after from another video. But I've been looking through the past things that I talked about before, and social anxiety seemed to be a very popular pick from the group. It's very relatable, very understandable. We all go through it. Surprise for those of you that don't know and think that you're the only one sitting there in the corner of the room crying your eyes out because you can't bring yourself to talk to anybody because you're so critical of you. That is basically what I have found it has boiled down to for me. Maybe your experience of anxiety has to do with some other trauma or this or that, or expectations that you have of yourself that you're not meeting to it, which is generally a lot of the time is the case. Anxiety is generally you not fulfilling, you fearing that you won't fulfill your expectation of yourself, your higher plateau, which you cannot reach because your legs are too short. Just, you can always jump around. Or if you make a couple of friends, if you could talk to them, they'd help you and lift you up. But you don't, because you find it hard to talk to people. I'm assuming, of course, I know nothing about you. I don't even know who I'm talking to. But I thought this would be good. Maybe. I don't know. Could be awful. Could cause an uproar. But I've gone through it. Lots of people gone through it. And I'm not that I'm not going through it. Here's the sad thing for you, bud. You're always going to have anxiety, some shape or form. Here's the good news. You can learn to befriend it and use it to serve you. Yes. Boom. It's grand. It's a mechanism of discomfort. But the only thing that makes it terrifying is excessive rumination. Overthinking, basically. So the best way to dissolve that is to act, overthink. Act, overthink. So go, go, go. Run, run, run. Be a silly fool. And the worst thing that's probably going to happen to you is people are going to laugh and be like, this dude's a fool. If that is the case, what you got to keep in mind is that is their own self-criticism being pushed onto you. If someone doesn't like the fact that you're jumping up and down making a silly noise, why would you care about them anyway? Like, look at you being so restricted in your beliefs and ideologies that you can't even allow someone to do a roly-poly on the table. Chill out, bruh. Chill out. Chill out. So, wouldn't worry about it. But do it enough times, you'll find someone who's applauding you and clapping along. It's like, that's awesome. Yeah. And then maybe someone will join you. And that, my friend, is going to be your friend. That's what you want. Awesome. So, yeah. Be brave. Be brave in the time of critical aid. Yeah. So that's that. Yeah. Also be aware of your expectations. I want to loop back to that, because if you don't meet that expectation that you have, for example, if you wanted to go for a run today, you are a runner. That's who you want to be anyway. But you're lazed out today and you decided to watch some TV. Now, it's good to know when you're not meeting your own standards, but careful how you treat yourself when not meeting those standards. Ah, what was that, bruh?
You didn't go for a run today, bruh. What's the running at? What's the running?
I was just tired, man. Like, give me a break. I'm sorry. I'll. You know what? You are right. Let's go tomorrow. It's like,
not good enough. Go now, man.
No, I'll go. I promise.
Not good enough. I'll go. I swear.
So just be kinder. Try and make it look like this. Hey, man. I noticed you didn't go for a run today. Yeah, I was a bit tired. Just wanted to watch TV. Okay. But you do know that this is not helping you move towards the goals that you want to meet. Yeah, but I can do it tomorrow. Yes, sure. But what actions are you going to take in order to do it tomorrow? Okay, I'll set an alarm. I'll have an energy drink set ready for me in the morning. So it's the first thing I do. I will sleep in my shorts so that I can just jump straight out of bed and just go for the run. Grand. Awesome. Goal achieved. Sweet. Let's do this together, you know? Like, be your own motivator rather than your own criticizer. So, yeah, that's a grand way to go, bruh. It's a grand way to go. Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And also be a bit silly. I don't know. You got to get out of your mind in order to come to your senses. So I heard from the wonderful philosopher Alan Watts at one point, and people elaborate on this in different ways and forms, but basically get out of your mind to come to your senses. So once a day, speak a bunch of gibberish. Just once a day, just sit by yourself and go, lose yourself to find yourself and check yourself before you wreck yourself, sign. Grant, that's the most part of what I have to say about that. The tension of anxiety itself. Here's another thing I heard about it, is that it's basically a feedback loop. So it's kind of like driving with the brakes on. That is, in a sense, also a term of anxiety, is that driving with the brakes on. It's like you want to go and do something, but you're second guessing yourself. So you're kind of like jolting. And then you judge yourself because you look foolish, kind of half doing something. You're like, I was like, what's going on? And then what you'll find yourself doing is you'll be putting your mind in the mind of others, watching yourself, and you'll be like, oh my God, I look ridiculous right now. What am I doing? So try this on for size, just to see if this is true for you. Try and confirm this. And if you can confirm it, then you can make great change. So I am what I think others think of me. So I'm not what others think of me. I am what I think others think of me. So I'm basically assuming what other people think of me. I assume what other people think of me. So I'm assuming other people are criticizing me, and therefore I am scared of other people because I'm scared of the idea of them. But you have no idea what's going on with them. In fact, everything that's going on with them has nothing to do with you, bruh. So don't worry about it. Worry. Are you worried? No, don't worry about it. Are you worried? Yeah. Can you do something about it? Yeah. Grant, then why are you worrying? Do something about it. If you can't do anything about it, then it's out of your hands. Don't worry about it. Don't worry, bruh. Don't worry. But yeah, there is a bit of a form of bravery in it. It depends how far you want to go. For me, I really push myself in terms of social interactions. I find myself in bars and just go up and talk to random people. Some people I would go in with a planned conversation. Some people I would just speak gibberish and see what the response is. And you'll find people can generally be a lot kinder than you think. Not everyone. But then again, why would you care about those who aren't kind? Do you want to be around unkind people? I don't. Because they're damn hard to please. So, yeah. Don't you worry about it. You'll be good. Take a breath. Breathe as well. Oh, it's so good. H2O. It's my drug, bro. It's my drug. And yeah, that's my reevaluation of social anxiety based on the first one, with a bit of better sound so you can hear me clearer. Glad you enjoyed it. This one was about 10 minutes. Love yourself. Love yourself. I'll love myself, and then we'll come together and love each other because we love ourselves so much. Hope to see you in that one. Cool. Enjoy. Thank you.